guys, welcome back to the first episode of
Salty the Seagull.
So today we're going to be talking about how music has changed since 2010 to present, like the music, artists, and the industry. So first we can talk about how music has exploded, is easier to get to with Spotify, Amazon Music. What do you guys think about that? Do you guys agree?
Yeah, I do.
It honestly has changed a lot.
I think just like us, artists, music artists are growing too, you know?
Yeah, good point. Like, how artists have changed, their music has changed too. For example, like Justin Bieber,
he started off. You think of Post Malone.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, for example, like Justin Bieber, he started off as a teen singing about more the immature stuff, but now that he's grown up into his 30s, more adult, he's now talking about more mature topics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like dead loved ones, other stuff. But yeah, same with Post Malone.
He started off pop and rap scene with the Kid Laroi, and then, you know, all of a sudden he's like country.
He's like, yeehaw!
Yeah.
And I'm gonna make this kind of mess all by myself. Don't act like you ain't help me pull that bottle off the shelf.
Same with Taylor Swift. She's changed a lot too. She used to do like a lot more pop, but now I feel like she's settled down into like her like more like poetic.
Yeah, you know, 11th album.
Those are like, those are really good examples of how when the artist grows, their music grows too.
For sure. And we have all these apps, you know, to
Like Spotify, Apple Music,
Amazon Music.
And especially for like creators that don't have their music on Spotify, like SoundCloud and that whole area, that's really helpful.
Yeah.
A lot of things are like YouTube too.
Oh yeah, YouTube, music, TikTok.
Yeah.
But that's going into social media, so let's talk about that now.
Yeah.
How do you guys think social media has helped artists and music boom more and brought more of a presence than it did in 2010?
I think it honestly helps for people to access it better.
Yeah, they just can like see into like
especially when you're scrolling and then you hear like a great song, you just
like,
you're like, oh, I really like this. And also the same with the followers and the likes that you can
get. A lot more publicity.
Yeah, and especially back in like the 2010s when social media was just starting, it definitely has gotten easier for your music to be discovered.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All these new artists are getting popular so fast.
Yeah.
With like social media.
Who's artist you guys think will go popular soon that not a lot of people?
I think
I feel like Gracie Abrams. Like she's like
she's
slow.
Popular. She's popular.
But I mean, there's a lot of people that still don't even know about
her. Think about like, She opened up for people. Now she's like having.
I didn't even know about her until she opened for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And then like she just like, now what?
Like, I've like started.
So I think I think since the 2010s, like the bigger artists have kind of taken like the up and coming to make them more present, like them.
For sure.
Yeah. So
I think there's a lot of artists out there who
that haven't been discovered yet.
Yeah.
And are gonna grow.
Yeah, for sure.
There's
like in a year we're probably gonna go to someone we don't even know right now's concert.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
Well, thank you for tuning in to my Project Week podcast episode. I hope I get a good grade.
Yeah. Salty the Seagull.
Salty the Seagull.
Seagull.